Ephesians chapter 5, let's prepare our hearts before the Lord. Look at verse 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. An offering and a sacrifice. And that's what we're going to remember here tonight. The offering, how his soul was offered and how he was sacrificed for us. And specifically talking about the atonement of Christ. Now, I'm going to have a bit of a review for those that are doing the exam on Tuesday night. What does the atonement of Christ consist of? What are some of the words that we are related to the atonement? You remember? Okay, good. Substitution. The atonement of the blood of Christ is the substitution where we see an exchange. Okay? There's a ransom that was paid. Yeah? The blood of Christ in order to redeem us. And that's the second one. Redemption with the blood of Christ, the pure blood of Christ. What's the third one? Propitiation. Good. The debt that Christ paid with his blood satisfied the wrath of God. Amen. And then what's the fourth one? Very good. The reconciliation. Bringing man and God together. Amen. Through the medium Christ. Amen. The atonement. The atonement. And so it also not only does all, there's several things that it does for us, the atonement. It justifies us. Go to Romans chapter 5. Have a look at Romans chapter 5. This is the result, if you will, of the atonement, of the blood of Christ. Look at verse 8. But God commendeth, or demonstrated, or show his love toward us, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being, what's that word now? Justified. How? By his blood. We should be saved from who? From the wrath through him. The wrath to come by the blood of Christ. What does it mean to be justified? Well, it's a legal term. To stand in a way where I'm declared righteous. You know, the exchange that took place, that Christ bore our sin on that tree and we received the righteousness of Christ. What an exchange. Amen. When God sees us, he sees the righteousness of Christ, the blood applied on the doorpost of our heart. That's what we remember tonight, that we've been justified. Second of all, we also remember how we've been forgiven. Have a look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. In whom we have redemption. That's in Christ. How? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. The blood of Christ. Through the blood of Christ, we have redemption, which equals to the forgiveness of sin, motivated by the love of God, God's grace upon us. Aren't you glad that you're forgiven? Standing redeemed, justified, and forgiven. That's what we remember here tonight. We stand forgiven. That's the, by the way, the sweet smelling savor God received was the work of the finished work of Christ that gave us all this, because he didn't die for nothing. He died that we'd be forgiven, and not only forgiven but sanctified. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Sanctified, or made holy. Made holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 2. By the way, don't be afraid of that word elect. Amen? Amen? That's a Bible word. Yes. Not to be robbed from the Bible, because some people distort that word elect. Amen? Amen? All right, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through, look at this, the sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And it's by faith. You know, ever heard the phrase maybe several times in the Bible, for those that obey the gospel? It's not a work-based salvation. Those that believe, or those that receive, those that adhere to. And when you believe on the gospel, the blood of Christ sprinkles you, if you would. And what happens? You're sanctified or cleansed. And that's, by the way, that's ongoing when you confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness through his blood. And then notice number four, we are reconciled. Have a look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, reconciled by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So far we've seen our position, the result that we've had. We've been justified, redeemed, we've been cleansed, forgiven, and reconciled. Look at Colossians 1 verse 20, and having made, what's that word there?
Peace.
Through what? Through the blood of his cross. The prophet Isaiah reminds us of this. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. You know, he was despised and rejected, bruised, wounded for our iniquity, that we may have peace with God. Reconciled with God, who once were enemies with God. Have a look. By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Look at verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated, and what's that word there? Enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled. You know, it's a very precious thing that we have. Very precious. We've been made right with God. We have peace with God. We're not God's enemies. Because of Christ now, we are God's people. More than that, his friends. More than that, his children. We're royalty. And that's what we remember here tonight. We remember what it took in order for him to redeem us, buy us back, justify us, forgive us, give us that peace, sanctify us, make us holy, give us his righteousness, declared righteous in the eyes of God, the blood of Christ. And lastly, but not least, have a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. This is sweet. Sweet, precious truth. Because of the blood of Christ, listen, we have direct access to the Holy of Holies, the throne of grace, the presence of God. Look at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness, confidence to enter in the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We have been made kings and priests through Jesus Christ. Yep, this is what we believe as Bible-believing Christians. The priesthood of the believer. Direct access to God. Our high priest, the mediator, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know, but if that doesn't do anything to your soul, I don't know what would. I don't know. But you can enter in at any time, any place, anywhere, before the throne of God, before the presence of God, and it was because of the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us. Remember tonight these privileges that we have as Christians, and at the very same time, not take those privileges for granted.
Amen.
God forbid that we should treat the grace of God with lasciviousness or greasy grace, and just say in such a way that blasphemy almost. People call Jesus a homeboy or try to take him down to our level, and that's wrong. Though we have these privileges, we still need to reverence him, fear him, tremble before him, and love him. It doesn't give us any right to continue in sin, live in sin, love sin, enjoy, And by the way, this is why the Lord wants us to come and remember, is because we not only remember the price that was paid, we remember the price that was paid by His own blood, but we remember why was the blood shed? For what? For our sin. And so we remember how much God hates sin and how He judged sin and how He wants us to be free from sin. And brethren, if you come tonight with dirty hands or dirty heart, please, take the time tonight to say, God, please cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Search me, O God, and bring anything on the forefront of my mind, even if it's unbelief, even if it's doubting God or doubting His love, whatever it is. You know, one of the greatest sins is unbelief. It doesn't have to be adultery or anything like that. Unbelief is a sin. To doubt God's integrity and love for you is a big sin. You know, God is pleased when you rest in His love. God is pleased when you trust Him. God is pleased. Say why? Because you're not undermining His character. God is love. Cross was all motivated by love. But I don't want to take that love for granted. I want to remember the cross in such a way and say, how can I commit sin and break Your heart? This is how we should live as blood-bought Christians. How can I commit this wickedness? And how can I do this? How can I engage in this? And how, Lord, forgive me from this. You've saved me from this. And this is what we remember here tonight. What He saved us from and what He wants to translate us into and be and transform us and so forth. We haven't received the blood of Christ as just a ticket to heaven. Did you know that? The blood of Christ is more than just entering in the throne of grace. It's called the Holy of Holies. Before you enter in there, you've got to have say, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse me. You know, so many times we don't enter in the throne of grace and before God's presence like we should because there's sin of unbelief or there's sin in our hearts and minds. And therefore, we don't go into the Holy of Holies. We don't go all the way in, as we heard on Wednesday night. May God help us continue to go all the way in every time we meet with God. Amen. And this is the way that's going to help us tonight. Go all the way in. When we remember, when we truly remember how good God is to us and how He loves us and gave His Son as an offering and a sacrifice, and it was pleasing to God. And it was motivated by love, and we ought to walk in that love. And remember how He hates sin, and we ought to hate sin. And walk in light, and walk circumspectly, and walk in the Spirit. That's the whole book of Ephesians, by the way. Doesn't just stop there, walking in the love of God. Continue. Walk in light, walk in wisdom, walk in the Spirit. And may God help us remember those things tonight as we remember the Lord in a very special way. Amen.